Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, or good evening or good afternoon, depending on where you are listening. And this is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to A Sadhu Shares. I love it. I'm here with a dog and a cat, and the dog raised her head when I started talking and was looking at me like, what's going on? Anyway, let me go ahead and do my tuning in chant. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that is within me. It's within all of us, and it's all around us. We are one. It's interesting. Namo means I bow. And, I love that. I love the idea of bowing. I like the idea of touching my forehead, my third eye to the ground. There's something really sweet and humble about it, and kind of a feeling of surrender that I don't think I always got that, but I over the years I just is sweeter and sweeter to me, and that. See, and then it seems like the more I can surrender to that ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me, the more flows to me. It's easy to get worried about stuff. I'm a worrier. It's certainly in my family, and so I struggle with that. But maybe I need to do the chant more often. Anyway, it just gives me this sense of peace, a feeling of peace just kind of flowing over me and just sweeping throughout my whole being. And that's really nice. I love that. So anyway, today is a fun day. Today is my 25-year anniversary with my beloved, my husband. And we celebrate, our main celebration is from our first date. So 25 years ago today, I actually called him up, and that's a kind of a fun story. And I was thinking it would be a practice date because I hadn't really been dating. I was separated and hadn't really been dating. And I didn't really know him. He was actually a friend of my husband's, but I asked my husband ahead of time, and he thought we'd be perfect for each other, which I laughed, and I'm like, no, this is just a friend thing. Little did I know. Anyway, so I was really thinking about that this morning, and I thought, I was letting it flow because I'm not going to go into the whole story, but through a kind of random circumstance, I ended up chatting with Jim, my husband, at that time. I'd only kind of briefly met him on the phone, and we had a really nice connection. So then I said to him, well, hey, would you like to maybe go out and hear music or something sometime? I was just starting to think that maybe I could try dating. I had an arranged marriage, and I was engaged when I was 17, so hadn't done much of that. Anyway, a few days later, movie was showing, was starting at the local art theater that I really wanted to go see. And I thought, oh, man, who can I go with? And I immediately thought of Jim. So I called him up and I said, would you like to go to a movie tonight? And he said, Cyrano is starting. And that was the movie that I really wanted to go see. And so basically we've been together ever since. And it just was the most magical first date. We loved the movie. We went out and had dessert afterwards, and we were having such a good time talking that we did not even notice that all the waiters had put all the chairs up on all the tables around us, trying to tell us, okay, we're closing. So I'm not saying it's all been easy, but we sure had an awesome start. And I love that man. It just gets better and better for us, which is so sweet and so lovely. I love that. There's always challenges in a relationship, and he's a really awesome. He's funny. I mean, we laugh so much, which I think is really key. We both love to dance. We dance a lot. He's gotten me into bicycling, which I'm not as into as he is, certainly. That's his true passion. Well, dancing too. But dancing's our first thing. But I love to walk and hike, and he loves to hike. And anyway, we just have an awesome life together. We like living simply. We're very excited. At the end of this month, we're going to move into what we're calling our forever home. We've moved a lot over the course of our relationship, and we're excited to be in our new town in Oregon. That just feels like it's just enfolding us and welcoming us with love and joy, and that just feels very sweet. And our new home, which is coming about through a kindness of our dear friend and sister. So I continue to just wallow, wallow, wallow in gratitude. There's so much good. I have two amazing children, my best friend's son and my best friend's daughter. And so I think today is a gratitude day. Well, I like to have every day be a gratitude day. And I firmly believe that the more that we wallow in gratitude, the more comes to us. And I guess for me, it's kind of like I'm not even thinking about it like that. Like, okay, I got to be in gratitude so I can get more. It's not like that at all. It's just like really focusing on the blessings and joy and beauty that I have. Oh my gosh, now I'm getting really choked up because I realize, of course, as I'm speaking, one of the things that came to me recently was about being in gratitude for my physical body. And it's been presenting me with some challenges in the last few years. I've holding on to some extra weight that I just, I don't really want it. And I seem to get blemishes on my face. I don't really want those. I mean, especially as a woman in this world, I mean, gosh, having a feeling like you're fat and feeling like you have blemishes on your face, oh my God, And but what came to me recently, and this was through working with a woman that has some similar things going on, and I got really clearly that we would be having some revelations together, and I got really clearly that anytime I wanted to curse this heavy body or feel sadness or mad or frustration, that I should be in gratitude to this body. And so, anyway, it's making me feel kind of tender and choked up. I'm just talking about it right now, but I know that that's what this show is about. I mean, it's about me being open and sharing, because I know it doesn't speak to a void. It speaks to many, especially, I think, to women out there. We're in this new world. The world is shifting, and frankly, we're just not going to have those same ideas about you have to be bone thin. That's the only beauty there is. Or you have to wear a bunch of makeup or whatever the hell it is, I mean, it's just false beauty. It doesn't mean anything. It's outward appearance. And it's one of the things that had come to me quite a few years ago. I've done a lot of portrait photography in my time, and I came up with the name Eyes to the Soul. Well, really, you can look in someone's eyes and you could see a person at first as a beautiful being, like they're physically beautiful. All you have to do is look in their eyes and you'll really see where their beauty is. Because what can happen is they may be physically beautiful. You look in their eyes and there's nothing there. There's a void. There's a no connection. maybe there is something there, and that's fabulous, because really what it's about, it's like giving people a chance and not making assumptions about anyone. Oh, for myself, I've tried to lose weight and it just doesn't want to go away yet.
And I know that I've gotten so clear that until I completely, absolutely, and beautifully and unconditionally love my body, my whole being, without reservation, then it's not going to shift. I just know that. And for whatever reason, the universe, there's many, many reasons I think that I'm holding this weight. And I have to just be okay with it. In fact, not only that, I have to embrace it and I have to love it and I have to be totally grateful. I do know that at some point it will shift, but it's all good, I need to just let it be okay. I need to thank it. I need to thank my tummy for being a poochy tummy. I just have this weight right now, but you know what? I don't let it stop me from dancing with complete abandon and joy. I don't let it stop me from walking. I don't let it stop me from riding my bike. I don't let it stop me from living.
I think one of the only things that I have let it stop me from doing is maybe being that complete sexy goddess that I always felt that I was supposed to be, that came to me about 25 years ago. I had a coming out moment, you could call it. And so I'm getting from the angels that I need to still be a sexy goddess. I can be a sexy goddess with weight. I can be me, which is part of me, is being a sexy goddess, and that this is really important for my health and well-being, and that it's also part of what I can share out in the world, that I can be a sexy goddess even if I have some weight on me. And I think about, there were back at the turn of the 20th century, so many beautiful, voluptuous women. That was very popular, to be voluptuous and have some heft to you. I mean, I even, I've understood, even you hear men talk about how they don't want to make love to a skinny model. It's just not as cozy and comfy. So, anyway. Okay, we're getting to, of course, here it goes again. We get down to the to the end of the show. I have about 2.5 minutes left, and so the angels, by the way, the angels say they want it to be very clear that whatever comes through me is from them also, that this is a group effort, this is a team, that we are all together. So occasionally I'll say, oh, I'm hearing the angels say blah blah. It's a kind of an emphasis thing. So they're saying that whatever comes through is from them also, and they want me to emphasize that. Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. The angels are saying, so Archangel Michael is telling me, and he's showing me that he has a jackhammer, and he has angels as far as the eye can see with jackhammers, and they're holding and waving them around, saying, "We are here at your service, and would be most delighted to share our jackhammering expertise with you." And they like to use these jackhammers for what they consider maybe to be hard issues. Hard not in their minds, but hard in our human minds, that it may feel like it's an old issue or it's something we've been struggling with. So I officially asked the angels to work, use their jackhammers on me and this issue around complete gratitude of my body and my physical being. I'm ready to be releasing that and releasing the disgust and shame I have around it. So, anyway, okay, now they're saying do the chant for miracles. All right. Dun dun ram das guru janasiriyat nesavariya puri hoe karma the opposite of janahare dhariya. Sikhi ate sangati para brahma kara namaskariya atala ata ho tola tu tera antana para variya jini tabo kara se tu de para utariya la bhuma kama krodha maho mara kade tu disa para variya
Dana sotera dana hai, sacha tera pesa gariya. Nanaka tu lehna tu hai, guru amaratu bichariya. Guru ditatamana sadariya, guru ditatamana sadariya. All right, everyone. Many, many blessings to you, and I'll see you, hear you. You'll hear me next week. Much love. Thank you for joining me.